Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Friday, January 17th edition of the MMA OB Daily Podcast. I'm your host, as always, Adam Martin, and I'm joined today by Cole Sheldon, my buddy here, because Cole, I went to bed, dude, and I woke up, and there was like a bunch of fight announcements, man, and I think this was the same way for a lot of us. Crazy stuff here. So we're going to get right into it today. First things first, let's talk about this one. This is official. Israel Adesanya versus Yoel Romero will headline UFC 248. Kind of like the worst kept secret in MMA. I mean, we all knew this was going to happen. It was just a matter of it getting signed. So it's official, according to Dana White, Yoel Romero and Israel Adesanya. Just initial thoughts on this fight.
It's obviously a good fight. I'm not a huge fan of people getting a title shot off a loss, unless you're a champion getting an immediate rematch, but it's definitely, with Cost injured, there weren't a whole lot of contenders out there for Adesanya, because if Cost was healthy, that would have been the fight. But Adesanya wanted this Romero fight. He wanted to prove his wrestling defense is legit. And Romero's still one of the scariest guys in the middleweight division. Just his wrestling, all his power. It's going to be a good fight, and a fight I'm looking forward to.
I love this fight. It's a great matchup. You know, I want to see Adesanya against an elite wrestler like this. And Romero's more than just a wrestler. The guy's got extreme knockout power too. And he's crazy in the third round, right? Like, he's just a freak. Great fighter, man. I know he is coming off not just one loss, goal, two losses. So this is going to be extremely controversial. And the other guy that we're going to talk about in a few minutes, he's also coming off two losses. But, you know, the thing is, with Costa hurt, it kind of threw a wrench in this whole division. Like, they need to ask somebody to fight. They need that someone to headline that card. You can't get a title shot at Till, because honestly, like, Fede Gastelum wasn't very good. And he still needs to get his feet wet, I think. Cannonier, you could have given him the title shot, Cole. You could have, but I feel like he needs to be built up a little bit more. I don't really know how many people were actually watching that card in Copenhagen where he knocked out Hermansson. And the other guy would be, well, Costa's obviously, he's injured. And that's pretty much it, right? Like, there's no one else that could have really got it. Whitaker, I guess, but he's hurt, or not hurt, but pulled out with personal issues. So really, Romero's the only guy left. He is coming off two losses, though, so this is going to be a very controversial decision. I think it's one of the few times this has happened where a guy's getting a title shot coming off not just one but two losses. Like, we have seen guys get title shots off one loss before, and women too, like Ronda Rousey did when she fought Nunes coming off the loss to home. Chael Sonnen got a title shot against John Jones after he lost his fight before that, so it happens once in a while. But also Nick Diaz as well, when he fought GSP, he's coming off a loss to Carlos Condit. So it happens once in a while, but two losses is kind of that's a stretch. Having said that, you look at the two fights that he did lose, Cole. One was the fight with Costa, which was a great fight, a close fight. And the other was Whitaker, and that was a split decision that a lot of people thought he won. So, you know, Romero, I think it presents a great challenge here for Adesanya. He's the kind of guy that I think Adesanya needs to fight at this point in his career. A guy who can wrestle him. A guy who can take him down. A guy who can knock him out in the feet. You know, as good as Adesanya is, Cole, Romero is really good himself. So, you know, even though he's coming off two losses, I actually am okay with this fight, because number one, there weren't that many options. And number two, Adesanya wanted to fight himself, and he was okay with it, because he wants to stay busy. And I respect the guy who wants to defend his title and stay busy. So I'm okay with it. As far as who I favor goes, I mean, you got to favor Adesanya, I think. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I favor Adesanya too. I think he's just the way better striker. It's going to be interesting to see if he can stop takedowns. I think he will be able to stuff some. But Romero was scary for all five rounds. Like, he has knockout power all five rounds. Like, Adesanya has to be worried about just getting caught once.
Yeah, exactly. He can knock you out. Like, look at his record, Cole. Like, look how many third-round wins he has. Chris Weidman, third round. Machida was in the third round. Tim Kennedy was in the third round. Derek Brunson was in the third round. Ronnie Marks was in the third round. He also knocked a guy out early in his career in the third round. And also Luke Rockhold, I completely forgot about that, another third round win. So this guy is a crazy, crazy guy in the third round. I do favor Adesanya just because, number one, he's undefeated. Number two, he's younger. Number three, he's taller, longer. And he's just more confident right now. So I do like Adesanya. But honestly, Cole, don't be surprised if Romero makes it really competitive. I would be pretty surprised if he does win. But I think he could hang in there for a couple rounds and possibly, you know, make an interesting game plan here. If he stands and bangs with Adesanya, I think that's a bad way to fight him. But if he tries to go for takedowns, Cole, it could be smart. So I'm okay with this fight. I like the fight a lot. UFC 248 looks pretty good. We'll talk about another fight in there in a second. But I want to get to the next fight that was pretty big that was announced. Tyron Woodley against Leon Edwards. This headlines UFC London. Another poorly kept secret, Cole. We all knew this fight was going to happen. I feel like I've been writing about this fight for like 3 months now on BJPenn.com, Cole. Like every week I'm like, Leon Edwards calls out Woodley. Woodley calls out Edwards. Woodley says no to Edwards. He finally agreed to it. So great main event, I think, for UFC London. Five-round fight. Makes a lot of sense, Cole, in my opinion. Interesting matchup here. Woodley obviously coming off the loss to Usman. Hasn't fought in about a year now. But before that, had been undefeated over 7 fights, and he has some good wins. Darren Till, Damian Maia, Stephen Thompson, Robbie Lawler, Calvin Gastelum. He's a really good fighter for sure. He's getting up there in age now, 37, but still a really good fighter. Leon Edwards, 28 years old, so a lot younger, almost 10 years younger. He's coming off a nice 8-fight win streak and coming off a really big win over Rafael Dos Anjos. Also has a nice win over Don Cerrone in that streak. I favor Leon Edwards, man. You know, I know Woodley's good. I know he's a really good wrestler, experienced guy. I like Edwards, man. I said this on the TSN podcast when I was with Aaron. I think Edwards could be the champ by the end of the year. I really do, Cole. I'm that high on Leon Edwards. So my initial lean is Leon Edwards. Probably to win decision here. But what do you think?
Yeah, I like Edwards doing this fight. I think Edwards is super underrated. His wrestling defense is really impressive. He showed against RDA. He stuffed a lot of takedowns. I picked RDA in that, to win that fight because I wasn't sure about Edwards' takedowns because Gunnar Nelson got some, and I thought RDA is probably just going to take him down and hold him there. And when he really – he dominated RDA. Like, it was – like, you could make a case he won every single round there, if not all the 4 of the 5. Like, it was a dominant performance. I think you can do the same to Woodley. Like, I think he's the better strike than Woodley. Obviously, Woodley has more knockout power. I don't think Edwards has, like, clean one-punch knockout power that Woodley has. But I think Edwards is just – he's more technical. He's better all around. I think he should be able to edge out a decision win. But I think this fight being booked, I think it just sets up Masvidal Usman now happening. Because I'm still skeptical of Masvidal McGregor happening, even if Conor wins.
I'm almost surprised they didn't announce it this week because they're both there in Vegas. I think a lot of people thought that's why they were going to announce it. But you know what, Cole? They got to wait to see what happens on Saturday. They're going to decide something after that. It really depends what happens with the Conor fight. But yeah, Edwards, man, you know, it's funny you say he doesn't have knockout power because really when he came in the UFC, I think a lot of people thought he was just a knockout artist because he had a bunch of knockouts and he knocked out Seth Brzezinski. But since then, Cole, he's turned into like a really well-rounded fighter, more of like a grinder, which is kind of like weird for a British fighter. Like he's a wrestler now, if anything. And he does have striking, but his wrestling is really good. Anyways, I like him here in this fight. All right, next one. This isn't official yet, but we've been hearing about rumblings for this a while. And Kobachi is reporting that Henry Cejudo will be fighting Jose Aldo in the main event of UFC 250, May 9th in Sao Paulo, Brazil. Again, not official, but the UFC does do an event every May in Brazil. And we know these guys have been calling for each other's heads for a while now. This one's going to be really controversial. I know that Romero coming off the 2 losses is pretty controversial, but Aldo coming off the 2 losses is even more controversial because there were other contenders out there that could have got the title fight. That's the difference, Cole. At middleweight, they're really – again, you could give it to Till, but I really wouldn't have. At bantamweight, Cole, Petr Yan clearly deserved the title shot more than Jose Aldo. But it's not about deserving, Cole. It's about who the UFC thinks is going to sell more pay-per-views. Even though Jose Aldo is not like a massive draw, he is a bigger name, especially in Brazil. I can't blame the UFC for doing this, Cole, because they want to sell a pay-per-view in Brazil, and Aldo's a massive name there. And I think it probably will sell the arena out. It's a good fight, but I favor Henry Cejudo quite a bit. What do you think?
Yeah, I'm not a fan of this fight at all. Like, the difference between Romero getting a title shot and Aldo getting a title shot after a loss is Romero has wins in the division. Aldo is 0-1 at bantamweight. And the difference is, too, that there's no real clear-cut contender middleweight. There's tons of contenders at bantamweight. You could have done Sterling. You could have done Yan. I would have even had no problem with Sandhagen getting the shot ahead of Aldo. Like, there is a lot of top contenders that you could have given Cejudo the title shot to. I know it's in Brazil. Aldo, obviously, is going to sell at that arena fast being in Brazil. It's a name for Cejudo, but just that on the pay-per-view, I think they need to add a second title fight to this. I don't think Cejudo Aldo is going to do much business for pay-per-view-wise, but I know the Brazil cards, they tend to just not really stack them too much. They tend to just have the one title fight, normally a Brazilian, and they just let it go. But you have to favor Cejudo a lot. Just Cejudo's wrestling, I don't know. I just think Cejudo's going to win. He's probably just going to finish Aldo as well.
Yeah, I think you're probably onto something here. You know, it is an interesting fight, Cole. Like, it's not like a bad matchup by any means. It's just that there are other fights that I would have rather seen. I would have rather seen Petr Yan against Cejudo. Like, I was at UFC 245, Cole. I'll tell you right now, the best performance on the card besides, like, the main eventers was Petr Yan getting that knockout win over Uriah Faber. The Aldo Moraes fight was, like, it's a decent fight. But, you know, and I did think Aldo won, but he did end up losing by decision and You know, I think the UFC, you kind of got to respect the judges. At the same time, though, you know, if Dana thought he won, fair enough. You could book him against another, like, top guy. But giving him the title shot, Cole, I don't know. We'll see. But, you know, I understand it from their point of view. From a business point of view, they wanted a Brazilian guy like this in the main event because it's in Brazil. So I guess I can understand from there. But I just think that there were other guys they could fought. All right, next up, Darren Till against Jared Cannonier, UFC 248. Till will be replacing Robert Whittaker. Interesting fight, Cole. What do you think of the fight, I guess, and who do you lean towards?
I like the fight. I think everyone kind of knew this was going to happen, especially after Dana White's interview saying, oh, it's not Jack Hermance. He's going to fight a top-ranked guy. Everyone's like, well, Hermance is the highest-ranked guy available. And then, obviously, Whittaker fell out, just set it up. Makes sense to do this fight. I favor Jared Cannonier, though. I've just been more impressed than a middleweight. I know Till's obviously very dangerous, but I think Cannonier's the better all-around fighter. Like, I think he has the wrestling that if he needs to be, I think he can take Till down. I think he's the better striker. I think Till probably has more knockout power, but again, Cannonier, he's 3-0 at middleweight with 3 TKO wins. That Hermanson fight, that really showed a lot. He stuffed all the takedowns against Jack Hermanson, and he really put it on him. And Hermanson was only knocked out Teo Santos, so I think it was a good performance. So I favor Jared Cannonier, but you have to think Jared Cannonier is the backup fighter as well for the main event, just in case Romero misses weight, because he's missed weight in 2 title fights before, the interim title against Rockhold and the last one against Whittaker.
Imagine that happens. Imagine Romero misses weight and they put Cannonier against
Asan. You have to think Cannonier's probably getting out of head of Till.
Yeah, and then you could do Romero versus Till on 24 hours notice. I don't know if that would happen, but yeah, I'm with you on this one. I mean, as far as the matchup itself goes, it's close, Cole. It is an interesting fight for sure. 3-round fight, though, so that makes it interesting. Cannonier's not going to have as much time to get that finish, but, you know, he's looked so good lately, Cole. Based on how they've looked, you got to favor Cannonier, but he is the older guy. You know, he's not a young guy by any means, Cole. I think he's 36 now, right? Let me take a look here. He's got to be up here now. He's turning 36 on March 16th. Okay, so he'll be 35 for a week before this fight happens. But, yeah, he's looked great. I mean, he knocked out Jack Hermanson. He beat Silva by injury and then knocked out David Branch. He's looked really good. But Darren Till, I don't know. Like, I think Darren Till is one of the most overrated guys in the UFC. But at the same time, you know, he does have what it takes to win this fight. I think he could outstrike Cannonier. So I really have no idea. I got to be honest. I have to think about it more. I guess my lean would be towards Cannonier just because of the win streak, but I have no idea. The other fight announcement here, this isn't as big of a fight, but it is an interesting fight. Renato Macano will be taking on Demir Hadzevich at UFC Brasilia. Macano moving up to lightweight. He called out Clay Guida, didn't get that fight, but he's getting Hadzevich. Renato Macano coming off back-to-back knockout losses to Chan Sung Jung and Jose Aldo Cole, which was surprising because he looked like a serious contender for a while at 145. Now he's kind of on the decline, it seems like. Maybe the move to 155 will help his durability. He takes on Hadzevich here, who's just 3-3 in the UFC. He's basically a gatekeeper. He's coming off a loss to Christos Gagos. He hasn't been too impressive outside of that win over Marcin Held, where he got that knee in the third round. But who do you think wins this fight?
Yeah, I like Renato Macano in this one. I like him going up to 55. I thought he looked good at 45, and I even messaged him when he called out that Guida fight. I'm like, are you done at 45? And he said, a big fight will get me back down. Like, I don't think this is permanent. So I think he's just kind of, so what McGregor's doing, I think he's had a tough cut. I think he wants to give his body. We've seen Pettis do it too. He went up to welterweight, give his body like a full year to not cut weight, and then go back down. So I think that's something Macano might do. But I favor Macano. I think he's the better striker. I think he can keep this fight on the feet. I think he can pick up a piece up Hadzevich. I think he can. I don't think he'll be able to knock him out. I think he'll get a decision win. I'm surprised McConnell is moving up, though, but it is an interesting move if he gets the win and what they do next with him, because I'm surprised he didn't get someone closer to the rankings than Hadzevich.
Yeah, I think they just want to get him back on track, man, coming off the 2 losses. And I think he probably beats Hadzevich, puts his style on him. So I think that's what they're thinking here, Cole, because he's still pretty young, right? McConnell, he's not like super old. He's only 30. So it's kind of make or break time, I think, at this point. But I do believe that fighting at 145 did compromise his chin. The last 2 fights didn't look that great, getting knocked out. But I still think the guy's talented. Like, Cole, for a while, we thought he would all be a contender at 145. We thought he was going to be a title challenger. So not sure what happened there. Anything else we're missing, Cole? Like, any other piece of news that you want to talk about here?
Just the weigh-ins go in about an hour and 10 minutes. It's going
to be an hour and 10 minutes? Okay.
Yeah, noon. So it's going to be interesting to see. I want to see what Pettis looks like at 55. I was kind of hesitant about that move. I think that's going to be interesting. I've been watching the embeds. Holm says she still has a lot of weight to cut. So I wonder what she's going to be like, but there should be no problem with the main event. Cerrone basically said he's got 2-3 pounds. He should just wake up and be under. And then McGregor, he's already under. So the weigh-in is something to watch. I don't really expect anyone to miss weight, but if it does, I feel like if anyone missed weight, I feel it would be Holm or Pettis just from what I've seen. And but yeah.
Yeah, hopefully no one misses weight. I mean, hopefully hopefully not Cerrone. I mean, I doubt that Connor's weight.
It would be much more interesting if this fight was at 55. I would be paying more attention to the weigh-ins.
Yeah, absolutely. Definitely watch out for them. But, you know, at 170, I would hope that both guys can make the weight. Anyways, Cole, I think that's it. I mean, if there's anything else that you wanted to mention, I just had the fight announcements. Yeah, I think we should get out of here, Cole. That's it for today. Oh, the one last thing I want to mention. Fabricio Verdun will be returning April. Come on, Cole. Bellator's got to sign and do the Fedor rematch. You got to do it.
I think that'd be sweet. I think
I'd love to see it. 10 years.
I think he's still under UFC contract, but the UFC should just let him go. Like, I don't think
under contract. Okay. Yeah.
I think he might be here. I don't know if he got released during the USADA thing, or he might be under. I don't know.
I know he was asking for his release, like when he first.
Yeah, I don't know if he got it or not. I'd have to. I don't really remember, but if he is a free agent, like Bellator has signed him, Fedor Verdum won a Fedor's last fight. It's like. It's a rematch that has happened. It's a rematch that I actually care about. Like, I think I'd care about that fight more than I did with Fedor Rampage.
Yeah, I agree. All right, Cole, plug yourself. Let's get out of here, man.
Yeah, Twitter at ColeShell91. Everything I did this week is just on there. Just lots of articles up on BJPen.
Yeah, check me on Twitter at MMAdamMartin. I'm available as always, MAOddsBreaker.com, BJPen.com, MARatings.net. I got to plug a few things here. MAOddsBreaker.com, we get the staff picks. Article coming out, and Cole will actually be on it this year. We got a nice prize for the winner, so it's gonna be very competitive, Cole. Also, BJPen.com is doing a staff picks thing now, so that's pretty cool. And I should be coming out with an article at MMA Ranks soon. So, guys, enjoy UFC 246 tomorrow. Should be a fun card. I'm assuming the main event is gonna be an awesome fight. I think we're all looking forward to that. Hopefully, the rest of the card is, you know, is a pretty good card. I know it's not the best pay-per-view ever, but the main event's pretty sweet. So, guys, enjoy your weekend. I'll be back Monday, and I'll try getting Cole on, you know, Monday, or if not Tuesday, we'll break down UFC Raleigh, and also Bellator 225, Bellator Los Angeles. I think that's what it's called, 225, right? Is that it?
Yeah.
Or is it something later than that?
238, maybe, something like that.
230, oh my God. They're going to beat the UFC to 300, aren't they? They really are, man. Anyways, let's get out of here, Cole. Guys, thanks again for tuning in. All week. Really appreciate it. Cole, thanks for joining me, man. Have a good one. Bye.